What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
Have to smile at you to get into the whole happiness of it.
Why? Because you're not happy before you log on. is that what it is?
I don't know. Maybe it's I smile because I immediately start talking about something that I love. So,
ooh. And what is it that you love, Dev?
I love the W. Hey, everybody, this is Dev
and Ash,
and we're back for another episode of the Pump Fake Podcast. Woo, a lot going on this week. Happy to be here. Happy to be back.
How are you, Dev? How are you doing? I'm going to ask you first this week.
Ashley, it's hot. And I am always in between how to hide from the sun and also get yard work done and cut the grass. So I'm always beside myself when to jump in and get that done before we...
You in that yard.
It becomes a jungle before you blink.
That's true.
You know,
there might be snakes out there,
but there's an I know. There definitely is a snake out there.
What? There's a snake outside.
Yeah, no, it was a snake outside. It's a battle.
I have to move. Okay.
It's been a battle. How about you? What's going on with you?
Well, besides the fact that I just found out that there was a snake in my backyard, I'm doing. You know what? It's a new month. And I love that. It always feels like a fresh start. I get to kind of I'm nerdy like that, but I like to be reflective. So
yeah,
I'm excited for what's coming, coming this month. So yeah, I'm doing good.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, lots has happened since the last time we met with everybody. So thank you for coming back and spending a little time with us to talk about all the things that go on in the WNBA.
I'm sorry.
And the All-Stars have been named. Yes. We're going to talk about that.
And obviously the Mercury. There's some stuff going on over there. So
we'll take a segment to talk about the Mercury, our team.
Yes.
And then we'll also just talk about stuff. Oh, and we lost another coach.
Girl, let's get into it.
All right, Ben, let's go.
So with that, I want to hear from you, Dev. What you got? What's going on in the news today?
Oh.
Give it to us. What's going on in the news?
I got some good news and bad news. Which one do you want first?
Always the good news, because like I said, it's the beginning of the month. We're looking for fresh.
We'll start there.
Yeah. Let's get this good.
Well, good news. After being waived in a deal, the Dallas Wings have officially signed Odyssey Sims and both Kalani Brown as official members of the Dallas Wings this season. For the rest of it, hopefully. So that's good news.
I was hella confused by that because at first it was they got rid of Kalani Brown along with a couple of other players.
Right.
But I was very excited because Odyssey Sims was brought back. So I loved that. And it's not a hardship contract. It's permanent for the rest of the season, which I'm excited about. But then the next day, they brought Kalani Brown back, which I was happy about because I was frustrated. I wanted them to have the big.
It was super confusing when they waived Kalani. But I thought to myself, they have to bring her back. Why wouldn't you have two twin towers between her and Tierra McCowan?
Right.
Why wouldn't you want those two?
I don't know centers? If it was money. I don't know what it was.
No but telling.
Regardless, I'm happy. Glad that it's happening.
Yeah. Yep. So that's good news. Woo. Check that in the bucket. Next on the good news list, Asia Wilson has extended her contract with the Las Vegas Aces for another 2 years.
No, wait. They can do that in the middle of the season?
I mean, if they own it, they can do what they want. So good news there.
Okay. Go, girl. Get that money.
Oh, this one is what I was really excited to read about.
What?
You know how sometimes we talk around the house about players and where they might be, Tina Charles and Dee Dee Richards.
Ooh,
we don't know, where she's balling at right now. Well, yeah, Instagram.
Exclusively. She's a model.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she hoops anymore.
Well.
So, update.
So, in this case, Gabby Williams.
Oh my God, we were literally just talking about her the other day and where's this?
Gabby Williams is expected to be re-signed to the Seattle Storm.
Yeah.
So I am, yeah. I really loved how she hoops. And being from UConn, I love her energy level. So it's going to be fun to see her back.
Yeah.
Thank God I hope that happens. I hope that happens. So good news.
Yeah, that's a lot of good stuff. I'm feeling all around excited about that.
In the good news category for the All-Star list, I want to just mention players that are going to the All-Star. The All-Star this year for the first time. That was her drum roll, but with her nails.
That sounds good.
That is funny. Alisha Gray is going.
Oh, Ezzy?
Ezzy Magbegor is going for the first time.
Yeah, what a name. That was
Kelsey Mitchell.
Yes.
And Cheyenne Parker all going to the All-Star.
Okay.
So congratulations to those players.
Yes.
And then another drum roll, but not expected. Asia Wilson is going to be the captain of the West.
I mean, duh.
Stewie's going to be the captain for the East.
And I would like to say we picked both of those All-Stars, go us. Yeah. And I'm not surprised. And Ezzy deserves it. I'm really excited for her. And I love how Noel Quinn is just like the sweetest coach. She just seems like the best. And like the way that she announced it to the team and like the love that she got from everybody was super cool. So shout out to Ezzy. Alisha Gray, did she go to the Olympics 1 year?
Yeah, she was on the 3x3 for the 2020 Olympics.
Okay.
Although it happened in 2021.
But still, okay. So that's cool. I'm glad to see her, being able to represent at the All-Star game and for people to see what she can do. Can I bring in a little bad news into this or something? I'm shocked.
Yeah, we're in the bad news list.
Okay. I'm shocked Candace Parker yet again is not on the All-Star list. Like, what do you think about that? I noticed that. I was like looking feverishly to see if they put her on there.
I don't think that it's a snub to Candace's ability as a player and her experience at all. I just think it just kind of how it lands. I mean, Skylar Diggins-Smith, we know, she had a great year the year she wasn't picked either, and she should have been picked, but, you know.
I don't know. I guess in regards to Candace Parker, I feel like, I think she was a little bit shocked last season when she wasn't picked. So to me, it's like two seasons in a row, you have not been selected as an All-Star. You're a playmaker, you know, you make a difference.
She carries the team in a different way than she used to.
Sure.
And if you think about it, she does come off the bench behind a lot of talent.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that means that the core four all made the All-Star list.
So the core four would be Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, Asia Wilson, and Jackie Young.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's really cool, but also speaks to the super team thing. But it is really cool for some of them who it's like their first time. So, anyway. All right.
So good news on that front. Yeah. And let's roll over to the gloom. The bad news, but for some might might be perceived as good news, okay, depending on where you stand. But James Wade has stepped down as GM and coach of the Chi-Town Sky, apparently to become an assistant coach for the Toronto Raptors. So very hard pill to swallow in a sense. I just was such a proponent of James Wade being a black coach, a black male coach in the league. So I really tipped my hat to him, and also just showing he was a great coach in that he won a championship.
Yeah.
But I was scratching my head earlier this season watching how flat, how a little unbalanced Chicago has seemed. But just one game, he was almost like just shaking his head on the sideline, like, I don't even know what to do. And then a couple days after that, he stepped down. So what do you think about that, Ash?
Well, first of all, I was out shopping when I got this news, and I had to pull my cart over to the side because I had to like really digest it. It feels like outrageous, like in the middle of this season, but they don't have the best record. It does seem like this has been a dream of his to do, something that he's accomplished. It's on his list of things. So, I mean, I get it, but it also to me kind of seems like a cop-out, like in a way. Granted, again, I'm sure he's going where the money takes him, right? We got to do what we got to do. It just feels like a cop-out. I don't know. Like you said, you really made some moves with Chicago. I know they're kind of struggling at the beginning of their season. I guess I would have just hoped to see him stick it out. I know he's lost a lot of players. You know, with that transition, I would have hoped to see him stick it out.
You know, he has been there for a length of time in Chicago. Okay. He's put in time to build and rebuild and even got Candace Parker to return to Chicago.
Yeah.
And to expect that he can repeat or try to duplicate what he had with the Candace Parker years. It may be years before Chicago sees another team like that. And considering that he's been there, done that.
Yeah, that's true.
And has lost a lot of the dimension with the players that have just moved on. Opportunity arises, it's time to make the next best move for yourself as a coach in your profession. Had the opportunity not come, he'd probably still be there, right?
Yeah.
But because the opportunity presented itself as a professional, if you look at it, he's done there. He's done what he's got to do.
He's accomplished everything he can at this level, and it was time for him to transition onto something else, which I think we can all, and I think we can all understand that. Just a shock.
All right, and lastly, in the bad news column.
Oh, that's it? We only got a little bit of bad news. That's good.
Oh, well, one other piece of bad news.
On the bright side. Oh, what?
Sun guard Tip Hayes. She caught a major tech and an ejection for making a hand gesture at the refs, and I was a little dumbfounded.
That ref was pissed.
At the same time, I was like, dang, it was like very bold.
I mean, I feel like we've all done it. Like, you get snarky in games, and I feel like you get frustrated with the refs, and sometimes you say stuff under your breath, and maybe you think that they don't recognize exactly what you're doing. But
I mean, at games we played, not one single league were we paid, nor the coaches were paid, nor were the refs probably paid well enough to throw a game in their direction. True. So, in other words, none of us were pro. But in the pro leagues, there are investors, there are investments. And it was early in the game with Chicago.
Yeah, it was. I think it was in the first half. I guess it's like some sort of a rule that if you make a gesture to or about the referees, it's an immediate ejection. Oh, and so all she did, Tiffany Hayes made like a money sign with her hands
to suggest
that the referees were getting paid to make the call that they were calling. Yeah. To me, it was like a little bit comical because we all feel that internally. We get really frustrated with the refs. We say stuff under our breath. Also, now I'm like, that's a real deal. Like, that's a real thing. Like, you cannot go around doing that. So watch your hands, watch your mouth.
Yeah. And then think about it. Had the game went on as usual after making that gesture, what message would it have sent? Not just to the players, but to us too, viewer.
I didn't think about it. Yeah.
It was just a really odd moment. Both refs were calling the tee. Ref on the wing and the baseline ref both called the tech, one behind the other. It was like they were both saying, that's it, so.
Did you get their numbers?
Nah, I didn't get their numbers this time.
But all I noticed was the ref that was right behind her was upset. Like, as soon as she saw the money symbol, it was like a whoop-ah! Like, it was like,
she did the textbook
and then
gesture.
She kicked her right on out. I guess at the end of the day, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out there.
That's all the bad news. So I'm glad the good news list was far longer than the bad news list. So
let's talk about the next thing because I'm excited about it.
I bet. We're going to go to our next segment. All right, Ashley. So I wanted to make sure that we always give a little time to our Phoenix Mercury.
Yes, you must.
Historically, Phoenix fans and also good, bad, the ugly, rain, snow.
There's no snow.
Monsoon.
Anyway. It doesn't
matter. Rain or shine. We're going to give Ashley a moment to give us a little rundown on what is going on with
Kick it to me.
What's going on with the Mercury, Ashley?
All right. Guess what?
What?
The Merc got their first win under Nikki Blue this week. It was a good win, though. It was against Aaliyah Boston and the Indiana Fever. So y'all know I love Aaliyah, but I love my Merc more. And we got a win.
Okay, Mercury.
What'd you think about that? How'd you feel about it? What were your...
I was happy for the coach.
Yeah.
The win, just, I truly don't think Indiana had the best game. That was the reason.
So not to the credit of the Merc doing a great job, but
Brittany Griner scored well and did well. She always does.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the Mercury is beatable. The Phoenix Mercury are a beatable team.
And you want to know why I agree with that, Dev? Because just in their game last night, they had over 30 turnovers.
What is up with that? It was a record
and another loss. So 30 plus turnovers in one game. And they lost to the Minnesota Lynx at like a 10-point loss. Ann Myers-Drysdale was commentating the game and talked about how whenever they have 20 plus turnovers, they lose the game. The turnovers, they're not hustle plays. It's I'm stepping out of bounds. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing the ball to an imaginary person. Right. I don't know.
Miscalculations. It's crazy. And
for a professional team. So I really need us to clean it up. But I do think Nikki's doing her best. I do love her energy. They just recently named former ASU head women's basketball coach Charlie Turner Thorne as an assistant for the Phoenix Mercury. So I know the Valley's hearts are proud. We're excited to see a move like that. So I'm looking forward
homegrown, to that. Homegrown, experienced, mm-hmm. knows the culture.
The knowledge between her and Charlie, I think they'll be able to create some good stuff. I do hope this is true and that Charlie's coming to coach with Nikki.
So a thought came to mind.
Okay.
It's off topic, but also on topic. Yeah. It's regarding Diana Taurasi. And we can't know what's going on inside her mind, but as a spectator and as a fan, do you think she'd still be in the league if she wasn't chasing the 10,000 scoring mark in the league?
Because she holds the record right now.
She is the leading scorer.
She's running to try to get that 10,000, which would be the ultimate.
Yeah, I know Diana Taurasi's under 150 points away mm-hmm. from hitting the 10,000 point mark. Mm-hmm. But do you think that is the reason for her delaying what some fans believe should be her retirement, do you think?
Here's what I know. That she doesn't play defense. And so if she doesn't score, she gets frustrated. And then she stands there and doesn't play defense, which causes her team to have to like CYA, right? Cover. So there might be some truth to what you're saying because her job has always been to score. That's been her main focus. That's been historically her job with the Mercury.
Right.
So yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why she's still around. I do think she does want to play with BG. I really do. I think she wanted to make sure that they had a chance to play together. But yeah, maybe you're right.
And to that point, for real, mm-hmm. and call me a little devil's advocate when it comes to my criticism of my favorite team in the league. But my feeling is that the Mercury is at minimum 3 to 5 years from ever seeing a real run at the championship in the W. Mm. I say that as a spectator at home. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in the arena, but externally as a fan, that Phoenix has had its hey, a really good run probably the last couple seasons, like in 2019, 2018. They had a nice chance at it late in the playoffs, but with your best player aging out of the league at some point.
Not aging out.
Seriously. Seriously though, with BG probably gonna take some personal time. It just seems like it's I don't know. I just feel like she's gonna take some personal time, maybe a small hiatus of some sort. Again, me just guessing, don't know anything. But if that is the case, then you're gonna have to take time to rebuild and recruit. Look, the coaching staff hasn't even settled in. Realistically, the run for the championship for the Mercury is seasons down the road, and I'm not like counting them out as far as getting some wins this season, but if we're looking at the bigger picture, it just doesn't seem like the team is aiming there. We're trying to win this game today.
I mean, but that's where they're at. Like, that's honestly where they're at. They have to take it day by day, moment by moment, play by play. I'll agree that it's been a minute, right? They haven't won a championship since 2014. That's a long time. You might be right about rebuilding. Maybe we're getting the right pieces in place. And you see these super teams out here. We do have a lot of puzzle pieces to put back together. Mo Jefferson says she's starting to feel more comfortable in her role. I can tell, you know, she's actually doing the thing. I really hope Skylar Diggins-Smith is coming back within the season because I think some veteran play mixed with this new talent. I hope that within this season or next, we can figure it out sooner than later. I hope it ain't 5 years down the line because that's going to be up for me to watch.
It's going to be a little bumpy before it gets smooth. We're still going to be rooting for him.
Here we sit.
Yeah.
What else you got? That's it. That's good for today. I think that's enough. Still feeling hopeful, still feeling good, even though we had all those turnovers yesterday. We're gonna clean that up and figure ourselves out. So
sounds like a plan. Hey, everybody, that puts us right where we need to be. We can go ahead and get into our fourth quarter this week.
The fourth quarter.
We're going to take you very much so live and direct straight to our living room. Plug you right on into the last 4 minutes of the Seattle and Minnesota game. It came down to the wire. 1, 2, 3.
Break.
Ooh. Dang. Hand in the face.
Look at them playing. Also knows how to draw a foul.
Yes. Sure does.
She be getting technicals on people and I'm
get it out of here.
Okay, let's pause and talk about Diamond Miller and how she has just basically taken over this game and the leadership role.
Diamond Miller has come back from the injury.
She is
with a vengeance.
I think she's having a career record night. Ooh. Like a record-breaking night with her, how many points she has. And she literally just got back from an injury.
Jewel Lloyd is just ridiculous in this game.
Okay, who you got?
I'm going to go with Seattle, home court.
Okay.
Even though Diamond Miller is not letting go right now, I'm really scared.
And the reason why I'm going for the Lynx is simply because of Diamond Miller. Yeah.
It's not a bad choice.
And Nafisa Collier, too.
Yes. I was just about to say, she said she wanted to take this role with Sylvia Fowles being gone and take that leadership role. And she, truly has stepped up. She's been having record-breaking nights, too.
This is such a good game. Energy from the beginning.
I'm shocked.
Been neck and neck from the get-go.
I'm shocked. I was like, let's record now, because this is a good one.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would be.
83-82. Seattle's up. 2 minutes, 55 left.
Little dance team had some side steps in there. That was cute. Side, side. And then they clapped and they're done. See y'all. Let's get back to the game.
Jewel's face looked like she's about business.
She really does, yeah. I like what's her name? Number two, Allen? Lindsay?
Yeah, Lindsay.
Yeah, she's actually been kind of surprising me. Mm-hmm. I also love how sleek her ponytail is every game. It's a real nice
whip it sleek. Down, Jewel. Sammy Wickham pulling up in the minivan, dropping threes.
They always take bets or whatever, taking those half court shots.
Minnesota just took the lead.
Yes, sir.
2 minutes left.
Anyway, Sammy Wickham was like, for diapers. I said, girl, no, you are not out here talking about shooting half court shots for the diaper fund.
Ooh,
come on, Nafisa. Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. She's gotta call that
so
time
fast.
Out. Gotta call that time out. Cheryl's shirts have been really making statements.
Yeah, what does this one say tonight?
Love is love. And then she puts a blazer over it. So she gives it a little, she said, I have a statement, but also a blazer.
Correct.
I'm also here for business.
A little shade, but also
shoulder pads. And shade. Maybe a kitten heel. Sometimes she be popping that kitten heel out there.
She's taking them off for the summer. Traded them for a clean tennis shoe. But the t-shirts was
Cheryl.
Nice statement. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1:24 left in the fourth. Minnesota 86, Seattle 83.
That's a fresh braid set Julie's got there, too.
She just got those done.
Yeah, she just got one bend in the...
What you got? What you got?
Oh,
right out of her hand. Blocked by Nafisa from behind Jewel. Oh, Ezzy put back foul. Woo! It's okay.
I wonder, can they hear Noelle Quinn? Can they really hear her?
Because it's a whisper. It's a careless whisper.
Come on, guys.
Box you can
out.
Do it.
Box out. You can
You're
do
the
it.
Best. She's just so soft-spoken.
Yeah.
Ah! Okay.
Which is, you know what, the type of balance coaching.
I guess.
She's like a zen.
I'd be like,
coach
what?
From within.
Girl, I need somebody to holler at me and get me together. Get me full on together.
I need a praying coach.
Right. Out loud. 86-85, 42 left in the game. Minnesota has the ball. Who they gonna give the ball to? Not over 12 people. Oh! Okay, so this Dulcie, she's a rookie. Mm-hmm. She never has really played, but she's gotten some minutes tonight and has actually produced 6.6 rebounds. Uh-huh. So she's been able to really step in and step up tonight, but she's doing great.
Okay. 2-point game.
What you got, Noelle?
What you got, Coach Pokey?
Floss.
That lady, I was just about to say, she is flossing.
I bet she had a chicken wing.
I mean, and she's still going, still flossing. That lady, her friend next to her was telling her how to floss it. Look at her, she's giving her tips. And she must have had like string floss in her purse. Yeah. Because this was like getting in. She was putting her back into it.
She said no more. So this is normal for her.
And the fact that her friend was like giving her tips, like she said, no, you gotta bend it to the... What?
Give it a hook shot, then come up around the third molar.
At the end of the day, that's friendship, though, because sis had her back. She wasn't going to let her be out here.
Friends. Okay, 29.8. Minnesota's up by 2. Jules got the ball.
Get into it.
Come on, Jules.
Get into it.
Jules tied the game.
I'm shocked. There was no call.
Woo! Jules has 36. Oh my goodness.
I know, but like I said, Nafisa's has been like, absolutely not. Nuts. So, and then Diamond Miller, but she's not out there right now because sis has 4 fouls. 5 seconds left. Collier. Oh! She stripped Nafisa.
Oh! It looked good coming from half court.
Overtime.
Wow. Overtime. 87 going to overtime.
I've been waiting to do that.
Heck yeah, I thought that thing was going in. So we're about to have jump ball in overtime. The Storm won the tip.
Woo! Damn, okay, Sammy. Sammy said, put the minivan in park. I gotta go. Does it count?
Yeah, it's gonna count.
Okay.
Come on. Lindsey Allen.
Sleek ass ponytail. Silences the crowd. Allen getting in the lane.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a 3-point opportunity. Damn. Seattle just going for 3 from deep.
And
okay, Sammy.
Hey! Oh my goodness. Jewel Lloyd. 39.9 rebounds.
Woo! Come on, then. Oh my God. So her mom performed at halftime, and it's like cousins' night. They have like T-shirts made.
Adorable.
So she's really, it's basically like
it's lit. Her whole family.
Like a family reunion at the game. So no wonder she's acting up.
No wonder she's acting up.
Showing up.
Putting on
showing
a show.
Yeah, cousin shirts. It's the cousin shirts for me. It's the cousin shirts for me. Cousin's night. I love
that
it.
That is so cute.
McBride
the pump
said,
fake.
Bye.
3-pointer.
McBride said, whatever.
Pump fake's always so relevant.
It is. We're always relevant. Yeah. Every day.
Every game.
Woo, they're all around her.
Oh no!
You lost the ball, Jewel! She bounced it right off her foot.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
I would have never guessed.
7 seconds left. She
dribbled it right off her foot.
McBride was like, oh, okay, I'll take it. Oh, she's really upset.
I would have never have guessed that. In this situation, Jewel Lloyd would dribble it off.
Right.
Right off. Just how it goes down.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are with 7 seconds
in overtime, tie game, 97.
I'm stressed.
97.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Okay, Nafisa's going to get, I think, a down screen from Lindsey Allen or Diamond. Yeah. Oh, I was right. Look at that. What you got, sis? Oh! Nafisa again! Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh, Nafisa with the little turnaround.
My jaw is still dropped open. Like, I can't.
Wow. Look, here we, let's see it again.
Boom.
Yeah, Nafisa.
Oh, my.
Woo. Nothing you can do about that.
Nothing you can do about that. Nothing what a game.
You can do about that. It's that mom superpower.
What a game.
Dang. Wow. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself. I think I'm 4 for 4.
Yeah.
For the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't think I've won one yet.
4 for 4. And that's me. Oh.
Enough. Seattle loses to Minnesota. Minnesota takes it in overtime.
99-97.
99-97.
I win again. I win again.
Wow.
Wow.
A thriller.
In overtime! I really like doing that. I love it.
Oh, man, these games have been coming.
That was good.
Down. I love games like that, though.
It was good. I mean, Nafisa played the whole game.
She played the whole game plus overtime. And had the winning bucket.
I mean,
I really thought Jewel was going to go ahead and close that one out, but she knew. She knew.
She bounced it right off her shoe.
I'm sure she was like, damn it.
Right off her shoe into the stands. Whoops.
Well, that is another episode.
Yay. Good job. High five.
Episode 4 is done. And thank you guys so much for joining us this week. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and also tell a friend where they can find us and where they can listen, wherever you listen to your podcast. Ash, where can they find us on the socials?
At the Pump Fake.
On Instagram and also on Facebook. But hey, in the meantime, look, we put a little poll on the Spotify. If you listen to Spotify, check out the poll that's going to be on there and let us know what your thoughts are. Okay, that's going to do it for us. We'll check you out next time.
Yeah. And shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
All right, y'all. Take it easy.
Bye.
Peace.